Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Turns out it's Friday. Spoiler alert, it's Friday all day. Okay, it's time for the news. Here we go. Everyone.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone, Stone and Tile Showrooms. If you're building a new home or remodeling, this is the place to go for your kitchen, bathrooms, fireplaces, flooring, outdoor kitchen pools, outdoor fireplaces, patios, accent nooks, and indoor and outdoor bars.
Yeah,
check out All Natural Stone for residential and commercial projects. They're open by appointment. Four Bay Area locations: Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. All right. So here's what's happening. I guess I'll begin with a quick mention that this would normally be the weekend when we do coastal cleanup.
Oh.
So that's normally something we do in big groups on a Saturday morning or whatever.
Is that a specific Saturday in September or something?
Yeah, I've always just participated, and I also always go to the beach and always pick up trash when I'm there. So I don't really, this is saying it's usually the third Saturday in September.
Okay.
So, but it's going to be different this year. So they can't obviously safely encourage everyone to go to the beach at the same time. So,
right.
You know, we're talking about a different day or a different month. So I guess what I would say is, first of all, if you're missing it, you're right. You're missing it because it doesn't appear that they're directing everyone to do it at once, but
right.
You can certainly bring your own bag and pick up some trash any old time. So
that is
consider
true.
That because this is one of those huge events that really does a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of garbage is picked up in one day when everyone shows up and pitches in together. So anyway, Coastal Cleanup, not canceled, but it's also not an organized event this year. So get trash if you can. Thank you.
Well, that's a nice thing to do with kids, too. When you really come mm-hmm. down to it, it's a, you know, everybody, it opens their eyes to how disgusting and how your four bags of trash aren't going to do anything against all the trash that's here.
Right.
And maybe in the future encourages them to join a big organized beach cleanup because they are
all
great.
That
you're
stuff,
right.
I'm not that I'm some parent that can, you know, is a great example to all the other parents of the world, but certainly all that stuff is learned at home. So if they learn from you as a parent that yep. we take care of our environment, then they'll go on to do that with
One
their
would
own
hope.
Kids.
Right.
Right. So yeah. Anyway, there's that Coastal Cleanup Day, not an official day, but we still want your participation. Any chance you get, pick up some trash. Thank you. Flu season is right around the corner. I mentioned to you I don't know when I did it, but I've already gotten my flu shot. Unfortunately, the next day I read that Fauci
yeah.
was in the news saying, yes, he gets a flu shot, but the right time to get it is mid-October. And I went, wait a minute, what? Ah! I did it a month early.
You're fine.
What he was saying is you don't want to wait until you catch the flu, obviously.
Right.
So you
That's
don't want to
no
go
good.
Too long into flu season. But he was saying if you do it too early, you might not have the medicine in you needed come February, March, late season flu season. So anyway, I've already done it, but I do know that the advice given by everybody's favorite virologist, Fauci, says mid-October is when you should aim for that. I'm happy to have it off my list, but
I'm probably not going to do it this year because why? I'm staying in my house. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I feel like
you don't normally do it anyway, do you?
I've gotten once or twice over the years, but yeah, I'm not a person who gets those. John gets one though, and I haven't talked to him about it. John will get one. The older kid will get one. The people who leave the house, those are the
right
people.
All right. This is news for those of you who like to travel and are looking to get the out. Ooh. Hawaii is going to open back up. So one of the things that happened when everybody shut down was Hawaii was like, if you would like to visit, we'd love to have you. But you will spend 2 weeks in your hotel before you can come out and play.
And play on the beach. Right.
And most people are like, well, that's my vacation's only a week. So
it's going to be difficult for me to.
Right. That's not happening then. All right. We'll cancel. Well, if you're stuck with a voucher that you've been, hoping to use, they're going to let travelers who test negative for COVID bypass quarantine starting mid-October.
Oh.
So that means as long as you're negative, you can go straight out to the beach and have a good time.
How will they test you in a...
I don't know if they've got tests ready upon your arrival or if you would want to test and be carrying a piece of paper when you land. I don't know how they're doing that.
It doesn't matter, though, because you could have caught it on the plane. Like, I don't... this is weird. Okay. I hope that works out for them. I mean, didn't we just hear that Hawaii had a small outbreak recently?
Yeah, they shut back down for a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just saying that you can pass the 14-day quarantine requirement as long as you test negative for COVID-19. Travelers will have to take the test within 72 hours before their flight arrives in the islands. So it looks
and
like
get the
drugstore
results.
Operators and Kaiser Permanente will conduct the test as part of an agreement with the state. CVS and Kaiser.
We'll get you your results in time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that's good news for those of you who need to get the heck out. Mm. I know that they are desperate they're very dependent on travelers. And that
isn't it like 90% of their money there
is
just based on hosting people?
Yeah, it's a lot. It was my buddy and I were talking about it, may have been yesterday, but he had a trip planned. But he was saying that nobody's at work right now in Hawaii. They're all surfing. He said the surf's more crowded right now than it's ever been because everybody's out of work.
Right.
All the hotels are empty.
Right.
So
wow. I didn't even think of that. That might not be the place to go. You're not going to be alone on any beach anywhere on Hawaii.
Well,
the entire population is there.
As you know, I'm sure it's going to be a weird transition, but the hope would be that as soon as the travelers come back, everyone else gets to go back to work.
Yeah.
So we'll see. This next story is about mass holes.
Oh, all right. I'm
Some
very
of you
familiar.
Might be familiar. I'm not.
Well, I am one of them. So
right.
Tell me about me, Vin.
A Massachusetts high school student went to in-person classes on the first day of school despite having tested positive for coronavirus.
That is the true definition of a masshole right there.
Get that straight in your head there. So there's a person who tested positive.
Mm. Knew that they had it.
Knew they had it and walked into a school full of kids. Now,
what
I read about
asshole.
The school and they were doing a... Because I was interested immediately in, they're doing in-person classes? That's kind of awesome, I guess.
It's quite amazing, right.
So
not for long,
Monday,
they're not.
A Monday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday thing where, some kids come this day and this day, and other kids come this day and this day. So that's sort of the division they've set up there. But about 30 people who came in contact with this student now are stuck in 2 weeks of quarantine.
Do you think this guy did this because he just wants to do school from home? Like he doesn't want to go to school at all? Or is he just an asshole through and through? I mean, what
well,
is
what
the,
they're
what
saying
do you think that
here
is
that they spoke with the family and the family confirmed that the parents knew that this this kid had tested positive and let him go to school anyway. So the parents are absolutely at fault here for
well,
letting
they're
that happen.
Living up to their namesake. Look, or they hate their kid and they're like, get this kid out of here. We just can't take it. Just we don't care if he's sick. Send him to school. Do you have the town on this?
Attleboro.
Oh, okay. That's where Doreen's from. Yeah.
The school is Attleboro High School. And they say it's 39 miles southwest of Boston.
Yeah, no, I it's where Doreen is from. I think you can't hear me today. There seems to be...
No, I can hear you. I heard the Doreen comment. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we've missed a few cues, that's all.
So anyway, they're saying that they spoke with the family. The parents absolutely knew for days that their child had the virus before sending them to school. And I don't know that there's anything, there's certainly nothing in the story that they plan to do to the parents or the child, but now
they should
a
throw
lot
them
of
out
other
of the
people.
School district. I mean, expel those people, all of them, get them out.
Yeah, they looked into it too. And they're like, okay, the rumor was out there that these people knew. They looked into it. Those people knew. So there's still there's now a bunch of people through contact tracing protocols that will be sent home for another 2 weeks, thanks to this family. Great job.
I bet the kids are actually like, yeah, mm-hmm. Oh my God. The only reason I can think that you'd do that is if you as the kid did not want to go into school, or you as the parents hate your kid. I mean, those are really the only two. That's one
well,
of
I do understand. I understand why parents want their kid out of the house. This
sure.
has been going on for far too long. I'm certainly wouldn't do what they did, but I would absolutely love for us to get our daycare back and for school to go back to normal. This is
a little me time. Come on.
Making life a lot harder, no doubt. All right, let me see what my time is. 6:51-ish. Let me do a couple fast facts.
All right.
Fast facts. When Queen Elizabeth II was just a princess in 1945, she joined the British military for World War II and trained to be a mechanic. So it doesn't look like she saw any action, but
yeah, no, they usually try to keep the royals out of the line of fire. Did you hear
before
that?
Before hurricane. Sorry. Oh, go on.
I was reading this thing yesterday about, I did not realize that the queen is still the reigning monarch in 16 different countries. And Barbados is like, we want out. I guess, I don't know, they're going to go to war with Barbados. but who knew she still had 16 countries under her belt? I'm like, oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, I think it's called the Commonwealth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They still have countries in, I don't want to say Africa, but somewhere over there, it's called the Commonwealth. And
I see.
Yeah, I kind of went on a bender with all these documentaries about
them. Oh, you went down that rabbit hole, huh?
Yeah, after The Crown.
Yeah, The Crown is... I guess the new season of The Crown that's coming up is going to deal with Princess Lady Di's bulimia.
Yeah, I can't wait. Well, not for that part.
Yeah, you can't wait to for that, huh? By the way, the royals don't like The Crown, just so we're clear. They're actually mad because Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have joined up with the same production house that does The Crown for their Netflix stuff. They're like, this is unacceptable. How could you?
Insult to injury.
Absolute travesty.
Real quick in the NBA, Miami is now up 2 games on Boston. They won last night. The Western Conference Finals begin tonight. That's Denver versus the LA Lakers at 6 p.m. In football, Cleveland beat Cincinnati. And, you know, football's happening. It's crazy. I didn't think it would, but... there was a full game last night. It was on TV, and they seem to be pulling it off. And now all the colleges that canceled their seasons are like, wait a minute. You mean you can do this? So yeah. We may see a lot of the, maybe even the Pac-12, which is our region. Get Big back
Ten
to
said they're
games.
Coming back already, right? That's yep. They're like, oh, yes. we changed our mind. We're doing mm-hmm. this.
Coming up this weekend on Sunday, San Francisco is going to play the New York Jets. And the evening game on Sunday is your Pats versus the Seahawks. And the Monday night game is the Raiders, who no longer are associated with our area, plays New Orleans. So there's your Raider update as well. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, man. And more right. after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.